This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And are you familiar with atrial fibrillation? It's one of the most common heart rhythm disorders in Australia. I'm joined by Marie Ludlow, the Heart Health Manager with Heart Foundation in South Australia. Marie, how's it going?
Yeah, good, thank you, Jordan.
So I guess what is atrial fibrillation?
Yeah, sure. So atrial fibrillation, it might be something that listeners aren't really familiar with the term, but if you know of someone that has a pacemaker, then you probably know of someone that has atrial fibrillation because the pacemaker is a common treatment for that condition. So what it actually is, your heart has its own electrical system, and in a healthy heart, that system causes your heart to pump blood in a steady rhythm. It's about 60 to 100 beats per minute, and that's what we all know as our heartbeat. But with atrial fibrillation, there's a disturbance of the electrical system. So it causes the heart to either beat too fast or too slowly or just not in a regular rhythm.
So how prevalent is it?
So we think that there's about 500,000 Australians who are currently living with atrial fibrillation. And in South Australia alone, on average, 24 people can be hospitalised every day with a heart rhythm disorder like atrial fibrillation.
Right. 24 is a lot of people then. I guess, why? Why is it such a problem?
Yeah, look, 24 is a lot of people, and the problem is that with something like atrial fibrillation, one of the biggest problems is that it can lead to blood clots forming, which can then go on and cause a stroke. So that's why we do take these heart rhythm disorders very seriously, and it's something that actually increases with age. So we urge that anyone over the age of 65, go and have a chat with your GP and ask them to check for atrial fibrillation or any other heart rhythm disorders.
So what does that actually feel like then? Because, of course, you know, we're used to our heartbeat. We probably don't even notice it that much. What does it actually feel like if it is out of sync or, you know, things are going wrong?
Yeah, sure. So the symptoms are different for everyone. Some people can experience symptoms every day, and some people can have atrial fibrillation and actually not experience any symptoms until they do, unfortunately, suffer a stroke. But it is common to have symptoms, and what they will feel like will be something like a fluttering heartbeat, feeling in your chest, or feeling like your heart is just beating too quickly. You may have shortness of breath. You may feel that your pulse feels a little bit weird. So it's that kind of racing of the heartbeat, of the pulse. And then there's other symptoms like tiredness and dizziness. But, you know, unfortunately, those symptoms are quite general and can be other conditions as well. But it really is that kind of racing heartbeat that we look out for.
And so, of course, you said that we should be going to our doctor to arrange a check. How was it actually diagnosed?
Yeah, sure. So to diagnose atrial fibrillation, your doctor will first talk to you about your symptoms. They'll check your pulse, and if it does feel irregular, then they may send you on for some further tests. So these tests, they might include something like an electrocardiogram, or we call that an ECG, and that measures your heart's electrical activity. You may also have an echocardiography, or we call that an echo. And that's a special type of scan that creates moving pictures of your heart. It can actually show what the heart is doing at each heartbeat.
Right. So do we know what actually causes atrial fibrillation?
Yeah, unfortunately, the causes aren't always clear, but we do know that there are some medical conditions and some lifestyle factors that are known to increase your risk of developing atrial fibrillation. So the most common causes are things like long-term high blood pressure, or if you already have heart disease from blocked arteries or problems with your heart valve. Some of the lifestyle factors that we talk about are being overweight. If you have an overactive thyroid gland, that can also cause atrial fibrillation. Even some illnesses like pneumonia or some particular medications can also trigger atrial fibrillation. So it can be quite diverse. And look, it can also occur in people who have no known medical conditions. So it's quite broad there, isn't it?
And like you said, a pacemaker might be used to treat it, but what other methods are there?
Yeah, so often, and this is important, often the heart will actually just return to normal rhythm by itself. So a watch and see approach is often the first course. Medications can also be used to try and get that heart back into the correct heart rate and rhythm. And if those don't work, then there are options such as inserting a pacemaker, which will control the rate and rhythm of the heart, or even using something that we call cardioversion, which is where under anaesthetic you deliver low energy shocks to the heart, and that can then kind of shock the heart back into its normal rate and rhythm, wake it up and tell it what it's meant to be doing.
And so if anyone's, you know, hearing this and concerned rightly about their heart health, how can they go about, I guess, reducing their chance of atrial fibrillation? Like you said, like it can happen in people without any medical history of it.
That's right, yeah. So look, we suggest that you do have a heart health check with your GP. So that way you know what your blood pressure and cholesterol levels are. And they're really important values that you should know about your own health. And heart healthy tips like having a well-balanced diet, making sure you're at a healthy body weight and getting that 30 minutes of moderate physical activity most days of the week. We also recommend limiting your alcohol intake, not smoking, that's always a good one. But look, for the listeners, if you're over 65, the easiest thing to do is to go and ask your GP to check your heart rate and rhythm.
No worries. Well, Marie, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Jordan. And if anyone's got any more questions, they can always call our helpline on 13 11 12 or visit the Heart Foundation website.
That's Marie Ludlow, Heart Health Manager with Heart Foundation in SA on your Classic It's Breakfast.